Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. So, in this segment, we take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Saturn, as the planet of harsh reality, has been in a T-square formation with Jupiter, planet of optimism, and Neptune, planet of delusion. Last week, the Indiana primary came and went. Donald Trump's opponents have folded. Saturn blew away the delusional optimism of the other contenders. Ted Cruz bowed out. John Kasich bowed out. Now we have Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee of the GOP. The Republican stalwarts are in a state of shock. A sort of civil war has now erupted in the GOP with prominent Republicans, the avowed true conservatives, ready to secede from their party, which they now recognize as being a victim of a hostile takeover by this upstart and his millions of followers. Already, major Republican establishment figures are issuing statements of non-endorsement of Trump. Trump's victory has become a character test for all members of the Republican Party. Disgusted conservatives might well decline to vote at all. That would contaminate Republican races across the country who are already lamenting, "We're going to get our asses kicked in the 2016 election." The party would probably lose control of the Senate and could even lose the House of Representatives. Note how Neptune, planet of idealism and fantasy, has been influencing Jupiter, planet of beliefs and ideology. This is what has been giving ideologues of all stripes irrational confidence in their beliefs. But then there's Saturn, planet of harsh reality, placed at the midpoint of the Neptune-Jupiter pattern. Thus, the reality of losing the election if they don't stop this civil war challenges all the Republican elites to hold their noses and embrace their new leader. A look at the astrology chart of the USA shows what the problem is. Uranus, the planet of rebellion and disruption, has been transiting in the fourth house of the USA chart, the house that represents the opposition to the leader, in other words, the Republican Party. Thus, the GOP has to undergo its own internal disruption. Uranus has been in this placement for the last 7 years, in other words, including the recent Tea Party uprising. So, is the Republican Party going to pull itself together? Or is this the end of the GOP as we know it? Well, here's something interesting. In June, Uranus will proceed into Aries. And when it does, the energy for rebellion will lessen, while Uranus hangs out at 0 degrees Aries, a placement that weakens the energy of the planet of rebellion. Ah, but then Uranus comes back into Pisces and the USA fourth house once again in September during its retrograde period, meaning at the close of the election season, the Republicans could very well be at war with each other once again. On the Democratic side, Bernie is still hanging in there, although the math is still not in his favor. Even if Hillary loses all of the rest of the contests due to the proportional method that the Democratic Party uses, she still ends up with a majority of delegates, unless Bernie wins by some unimaginable percentage, and or he manages to convert a big bunch of the superdelegates. Once again, it's that Saturn-Neptune-Jupiter T-square pattern that throws the wrench into the true believers' plans. Taking a look at Ms. Clinton's chart, we see that Jupiter, the planet of increase and opportunity, is transiting in her 11th house of gains, where it has been since last year, and will still be there until early August. From this position, Jupiter also gives direct aspect to her natal moon, boosting her confidence and the favor with the public. Meanwhile, in Bernie's chart, Jupiter is transiting in his 9th house, where it increases his confidence in his beliefs and philosophies. Jupiter gives him a bit of luck here, too. But Bernie still has to deal with two malefics transiting in his 12th house of loss, which are simultaneously afflicting his natal planets in his 6th house of struggle. This is an evil combination, which ultimately denies him the nomination. An interesting aspect of the current state of affairs in the United States emerges from this 2016 presidential campaign. That is, the influence of the outsiders. For both the Republicans and Democrats, a candidate who was not part of the established party structure has won huge approval from the public. Astrologically, this phenomena can be ascribed to the recent entry of the U.S. into its Rahu major period, something that began back in November of last year. Rahu is the significator of transformation, obsession, and foreigners, in other words, outsiders. In the USA chart, natal Rahu resides in the 8th house, the house of big changes and transitions. Since the Rahu major period lasts 18 years, the energy for big change is only just getting started. In other words, what we are witnessing in this election cycle is not a temporary phenomena, but rather the opening act of something much larger and long-range for this country. And speaking of changes happening and new order of things, London just elected a new mayor, Sadiq Khan, a Muslim. Uranus is the planet of sudden change, unexpected events, and progressive humanitarian evolution. Uranus is now at the very end of the zodiac, in the last degrees of Pisces, the planet of revolution. At the end of an 84 years long cycle through the zodiac, indicates a time of transition for everybody. After a bitter and bruising race dominated by issues of religion and ethnicity, the Labour Party's Sadiq Khan has become London's new mayor, making history as the first Muslim to lead a major Western capital in modern times. The outcome will resonate far beyond a change in City Hall. This is a clear refutation of the anti-Islam political rhetoric in the West. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.